because is that it appears that the bill was paid, the business card. And this really only has to do with the clerk's part of this expense, because the manager is able to approve her own educational expenses. But it's my understanding that an elected official needs to have all business expenses which exceed $100 approved in advance by the township board. So if this was placed on the credit card, and the credit card was paid on 2/15, and it's 2/20 and we're being asked to approve the expense, it appears that a policy has been violated. And I feel that that is a concern. And given all the energy that you've contributed toward me for violating pile of policy, we obviously find this to be upsetting. And since we violated a policy, I don't think we can approve this expense. And when I say we, it doesn't mean.
Would you like me to address this?
No, I'd like the clerk to.
Well, I think I have to address it, because the truth of the matter is the holdup was me. I said, I'm not sure if I can go to the conference. I'll put it on my credit. I'll put it on the credit card, knowing that it's fully refundable if the board didn't approve it. So,
but that really has nothing to do, like I said, I'm not taking exception with you, or I'm taking exception with the clerk, because it appears to be violating policy 11.11.
The bill list out. Can you point out? Because there's a few that have business cards.
This is under routine bills.
I'd like to address this. My understanding was that this bill would not be paid prior to board approval.
It's under in your board.
It is
under routine bills.
It is on a business card. The fee is fully refundable if the board does not approve it.
I don't really think that's the issue. I think the issue is it was paid in advance and it violated a board policy, an approved board policy.
Yeah, but I did that.
Yes. It doesn't matter.
It sounds like it wasn't paid in advance.
Any elected official.
It sounds like it wasn't paid in advance.
It certainly was.
No, it sounds like it was not.
It was. It was placed on a credit card, and the credit card has been paid.
It's a misunderstanding of that.
No, it's a violation of a board policy.
I'd like to comment.
Please, Mr. Anderson.
This has happened twice to me since I've been here. We paid for schools that came in at the last minute that we didn't have time, and they went ahead and okayed it and sent it in, you know, on the hope and a prayer that the board would approve it in passage. So it's happened to me to pay for stuff that I've done historically. So no, I see this as a as an expedient. I don't see it as an intentional violation of board policy, Janice.
Can I
address? I didn't say that it was intentional. This policy doesn't indicate that we're going to forgive it if it's unintentional. It indicates that a business expense which exceeds 100, and maybe yours did not, for a single purchase or event, must be approved in advance. And it sounds like we have a bigger issue than this.
No, we don't.
May I address this?
Please.
So if you look, the conference isn't until April. So if you paid it by the date, this date, it was basically, it was done this way in order to save $54, because I'm cheap. Now, we could have just waited and had it approved today and then paid $354 each instead of that. I made the decision to put it on the township credit card. I put it on the township credit card because I knew that it was 100% fully refundable in the event that the board did not attend the conference, and the conference is not until April.
I believe it's March 27th is how long the early bird rate is in effect. So you have plenty of time.
Janice, as you well know, it is not possible to book reservations at the hotel unless you have secured conference registration. So when the housing became available is when we realized this had to be taken care of, or we couldn't register for housing. You're well aware of that.
The issue is...
You know why the issue came up at the time that it did.
We have a policy that indicates that business expenses which will exceed $100 for a single purchase or event must be approved in advance by the township board. This policy was not waived in any way, and this really is just for elected officials. And as I have said, I have no issues with the manager's portion of this. The issue I have is I find it violates this policy. It sounds like this has happened in the past. Sounds like we have a bigger issue than this, just this one.
Mr. Overton.
I move to approve this bill for payment.
Is there support?
I'll support.
Moved and supported. Any discussion or anything further?
In spite of the fact that it violates the policy.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be the bad guy here. There's an elephant in the room, and we're not going to beat this elephant to death. Janice, there was a mistake made by the treasurer, and since you're a little embarrassed about it, you're looking to lash out at anybody else and anything else that you perceive to be a violation of a policy, and I don't think you're right. I don't think it is a violation of the policy in terms of it being a credit card being used prior to the 20th of February, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not worth all the time and all the energy. Let's just do the best we can, all of us, and that includes everyone here. Just do the best we can to follow policies and follow the ordinances, and let's not get caught up in a catfight, because that's really what it is. Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
I am honest. It is
I'm not asking
and
for a discussion.
I'm not
I'm telling you. Well, yes,
I'm angry.
You should be embarrassed.
I'm
it
not.
It was a mistake, and
I'm
it was,
angry.
And it was a serious mistake.
Very angry.
Well, be angry. You can be as angry as you want. I'm sorry.
That is
that's
true.
Life.
That is my ability to be as angry
yeah,
as I
yeah,
want.
Yeah, you are, but you're
however,
not going to disrupt this meeting by carrying on for any extended period of time. This is the way it is. It's, you're a professional person who's been elected to do your job. It's a full-time job. Just do it. Period. That's really all it amounts to.
Very angry with what you just said.
Well,
I am not
sorry.
Embarrassed.
You can be as angry as you want.
This is blatantly
it
wrong.
It doesn't change it.
Blatantly wrong. It's
yeah.
a violation of
everybody else is wrong. Okay. That's enough said. Is there anything more on this subject?
We need to vote on the motion.
No further discussion? And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Please
no, because it violates policy 11.11.
Thank you.
We need a roll call vote.
Yes.
Let me just get all the names down.
Yeah.
Huffnagel?
Yes.
Medill?
Yes.
Overton?
Yes.
Adams votes yes. Maz?
Yes.
Thalen?
No.
Okay.
All right, now no business number 9.